cold outside. Welcome to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims, live here on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We also stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also download an app, which is free, on any electronic device. The name of the app is called TuneIn, and once you download it, go to radio and search WWGH. If you'd like to call in and be a part of the conversation, please call 740-383-9944. If you can't get through today, you can call and ask those questions possibly tomorrow on our live broadcast at 4:15 to 5 p.m. There are 40 days left in the year 2021. 3 days until Thanksgiving and 34 days until Christmas. And after that, 2022. And like I shared at the last hour, hopefully we don't have to drag COVID with us. But that seems like something that's going to happen regardless whether we want it to or not. But there's always a silver lining in the cloud, right? Okay, so we're going to look for that silver lining in the cloud. Now, let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappies Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, at 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-382-8552. There's also Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson at 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there, 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. Now, they have an announcement. They will be having the drive-through Thanksgiving dinners this Wednesday at their address, 582 Lee Street. If you need a dinner, please call 740-382-9850. It will begin at 11 until 2 p.m. Remember, that is this Wednesday, and they are drive-through Thanksgiving dinners. Their other ongoing announcement, free produce every third Saturday of every month. But for this year, this is the last. It will take place December the 18th. And it will begin at 12 noon at 2 p.m. Same address, 582 Lee Street, Logos Christian Ministries. We have Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 29 years of experience working for you. The owner there is Cheryl Lee. The location is LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number there is 740-262-0939. I have another announcement for you. Singles. Take out your calendars and mark this down. There will be a singles holiday bash Saturday, December the 4th at 6:30 p.m. Where? Harding Hotel Garden Room. Address 267 West Center Street. Bring a gift, a $10 minimum for either a man or a woman. There will be games, food, and fun. And we need people there, men and women. Please come and be a part of the singles holiday bash. I don't hear about too many singles activities going on, just singles only, do you? So, you know, let's make this a good holiday season. It is after Thanksgiving, but before Christmas, and meet some new people. You know, let's do the best that we can do. Yes, absolutely. Can't go wrong. So why not try it, right? Right. Okay. Now, I like to start my show off with a thought for today. This thought is titled, The Ability to Bend Without Breaking. I think it was last summer they had this song on the Christian station. Don't break until you break through. No matter what you're going through, God will see you through. I thought it had a nice beat too. Boy, love that song. This goes like this. True tolerance makes us flexible. And when we are flexible, we can accommodate and adjust to anything and anyone and maintain well-being. The ability to bend without breaking is linked to the amount of tolerance we develop. When we are fully flexible, we become able to adjust to the most unexpected, negative, and difficult situations and people. Oh, so this is trying to teach us how to go with the flow and not break and not have a nervous breakdown and don't lose our minds, right? So also, you know, God has given us power to have a sound mind. You know, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. And it is God's love that keeps us and keeps our mind. But how is that possible if you don't take time to read God's word, especially like Psalms and Proverbs, where the wisdom is? And there's just a peace that comes from reading God's word. Just want you to be encouraged. This is holiday time, and a lot of people have lost loved ones. You know, I went to a homegoing service today of Juan Rico Pickens, and a lot of young people are leaving here. You know, there's a lot of suicide going on, and it's just like COVID's out there. You know, more and more people are getting sick, and people are still dying from COVID. But during these times, we still must gain strength. And have strength and have confidence, you know, and courage. And these things come from the Word of God. You know, we can always talk to one another, but there's nothing like the Word of God. You can always call a pastor or a minister who will, you know, uplift you with God's Word. Because, you know, even if I say, okay, look to the Word of God, you know, look up when you have troubles. I have to look up when I have troubles. You know, like this morning I was down, but I had to look up. You know, the Lord lifted up my head. He is the lifter of your head. You know, He doesn't want us to break down. He wants us to lean, depend, and rely on Him, no matter what we're going through. And like that song would say, don't break until your breakthrough. No matter what you're going through, just hold on. Hold on to God's unchanging hand, because He is the change agent. I don't mean He changes, but He helps to change you. He helps to build you up where you're weak. He helps to make us strong when we need strength. It's His strength that we need, because we don't have His strength, and sometimes we feel like we just can't go on one more day. Not one more day, Lord. Without You, I can't make it. I need You. You know, and it's His love that came down for us on this earth. And we need His love. I know I do. I don't know about you. But sometimes we have the ability to bend and sometimes we don't. But if we would take these words into consideration, I'm going to read it again because it's really good. True tolerance makes us flexible. And when we are flexible, we can accommodate and adjust to anything and anyone and maintain well-being. The ability to bend without breaking is linked to the amount of tolerance we develop. When we are fully flexible, we become able to adjust. We want to be able to adjust to the most unexpected, negative, and difficult situations and people. What a much needed word today and during this holiday season, when people need to be uplifted, where people need to be strengthened, where people need to have confidence, not just in themselves, but in God Himself, you know? Because He's much stronger than we are. You know, He says, hold on to God's unchanging hands. They do not change, but they're more powerful. You know, He says, come unto Me, those who are burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest. Because that way you can pour your heart out, and He listens. He cares about you. He cares about me. And that's what I love about God. What are you thankful for? We're right here at Thanksgiving. What are you thankful for? Make a list. Get out a piece of paper and just list the things that you are thankful for. Maybe you can start in January and come on down. Maybe you can just be thankful for what has transpired in your life today. You know, let us be thankful and let us humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. You know, yeah, everybody wants to be on top of the world, but we're not all on top of the world. But God is. And as long as we have our faith and our dependence in Him, we are on top of the world. And there's no mountain we can't climb, no feat we can't defeat with God on our side and fighting our battles for us, right? Hopefully that word has encouraged you, and it has encouraged me. Don't break before your breakthrough. No matter what you're going through, if you just hold on to God's unchanging hands. Okay? All right. Now, I'm excited. I have a special guest today. My nephew, Olajuwon Sims, will be calling in. He's a great young man. He's a very talented and gifted young man. And God has elevated him to a new level in his life. And he will be calling to share these things with us in a couple minutes here. So just hold on, and he will be calling here about 5:30. I'm sorry. I'm still thinking about my first show, but this is my second show. And hopefully you will be inspired by this young man. And to know and understand that God is still doing great things in people's lives. And it's not too late for Him to do great things in your life. I was just reminded of that this morning. You know, it's not too late. As long as you are in the land of the living, you have hope. And don't throw away your dreams. Okay? Do not throw away your dreams. I don't know if this was one of Olajuwon's dreams or not, but hey, we'll find that out when he calls in. I was so excited earlier. I was stumbling over my words and everything like that. And I'm like, I was screaming and hollering at home and jumping up and down. My nephew, God has blessed my nephew. And to be on my show. Wow. Just think. God put me on the air. Thank you, Lord. So I can be here to interview some of the people in my family. I'm really excited about that. God is doing great things in our family. And we've lost a lot of loved ones in our family too. My heart still goes out to Juan Rico Pickens' family and to his children and his loved ones. Our condolences to you. His homegoing was today. And 52 years old, you know, it's not just old people dying nowadays. Young people are leaving here too. And during this holiday time, it's really, you know, kind of hard on people. Death is hard regardless when it happens, but especially at holiday time, you know, those are special gatherings when families come together, you know, and my heart goes out to everyone who is suffering. And I just lift you all up in prayer and, you know, ask the Lord to give you some type of comfort and some type of peace, you know, because what can I say? It's a part of life. We just don't always look at it as a good part of life, but when people are suffering, sometimes it's the best answer, it's the only answer, because they can't find no other relief. So, our condolences to those of you who are in bereavement and grief over loved ones passing away. Well, I'm waiting on Olajuwon to call in. This is my brother's son, my brother John Fitzgerald Sims, and his mother, Vicky Sims. I'm sure they'll be listening. They're excited about what God is doing in Olajuwon's life also and how he has been elevated. Wow, we're just going to talk about this great promotion that has happened to him. And we're all excited in our family. And even in our community, we're excited. Right. So he'll be calling in just one moment. And don't forget, don't break until your breakthrough. Don't break. There's better days ahead. Better days ahead. Okay. And don't forget the singles. Christmas bash for those of you singles who would like to get out and meet new people, okay? And enjoy the holiday. Alrighty? Okay. Now, I think I did all my announcements, the drive-through dinners, the free produce. I'm just stalling for a little bit of time here until he calls in. Some of you may have gone to school with Elijah Wan or been in plays with him through the school system and musical talents, competitions. He's an all-around guy. He's very special, hardworking, and he does have motivation and drive. Praise God for that. Hopefully this is an encouragement to a lot of young people who may think that their dreams cannot come true, but they can. It is possible. All things are possible through Christ Jesus, who strengthens you. You can do all things through him. Okay? Tick tock, tick tock. The seconds are going by. All right, large one. You can call. You can call. All right, here. I would call him, but I can't. We wouldn't have a, it would be a different type of interview. So he's calling. He's calling. Boy, he's waiting to the very second, huh? All my guests don't do that. They'll just call. Well, here he is. Here he is. Hello.
Hey, Auntie.
Elijah Wan, Sims, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Oh, I am so excited. I'm on top of the world today to be interviewing you. Oh, I just can't get over it.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy how life comes full circle. And I've just been so proud of you, first of all, for just, you know, rising to your calling. You know, it really doesn't matter, like, the time frame, because we all in God's time, but just watching you flourish the way you have has just been amazing.
Well, God is amazing, and I have the same sentiments to you exactly. Yes, I do. And I know maybe a lot of people don't know about your recent your recent catapult, like God catapulted you in a different category and set you on a pinnacle, and you were in this special competition. And share a little bit of that with us today.
Yes, ma'am. So just overall, like, this entire year, you know, last year we all had some losses, you know, in our lives and whatnot, and some disparities and stuff. So just the pulse of the world just got me closer to God, and just prayer for, you know, the family I'm trying to build, and my fiance, and just my family, and being away from home has brought me closer to God. But I've always, you know, I've never given up on my true calling, which I believe is music. So I was sitting down with my fiance watching the BET Awards. Oftentimes I don't like to watch it because I get discouraged about all the music out there, and I'm just like, wow, you know, year after year I try to, you know, push myself to make our music better and better, and I see people, you know, succeeding, and I get discouraged and stuff. But, you know, I watched it this time with my fiance, and there was a commercial that came on where they were looking for a up-and-coming producer. And they hired Just Blaze, which is he's a multi-Grammy nominated producer for many decades. He has been in the music industry, really a pioneer for the sampling sounds. Like, he's up there with Kanye West, he's up there with Pharrell, Timberland, whoever that you name that's doing it real big right now. And they said that, go ahead, send in the video explaining how, you know, your music innovates hip-hop, and have a snippet of your song in there. So me and my fiance went out to a shopping area where they have a whole bunch of restaurants to, you know, video record my submission and stuff. And she was my camera woman, which she got all my good angles. So shout out to Alexis, my fiance. And it all came together. And then we found out that she was pregnant, which is a whole new blessing.
Yes.
That I didn't know God had, you know, waiting for me. And then, like, it was weird because, you know, as a man, you don't feel pregnant or you don't get those feelings. It's almost like you're having just an outer body experience of being pregnant, like, mm-hmm. physically. So it took me a minute to, like, really process everything. But it wasn't until I saw the first ultrasound where it's that little peanut, little gummy bear shaped little organism on the sonogram, and then, mm-hmm. you know, I cried and whatnot. And then it turned out right after that sonogram, I got a call from BET saying that I was one of the finalists for this producing competition. And that
wow.
just, it was like my cup really runneth over right then and there. So it was just an amazing feeling.
Overwhelming, I'm sure.
They flew us out to New York City, me and two other, producers, and we had the experience of having a mentor in Jess Blaze and to actually compete for a 60-second spot during the BET Hip Hop Awards.
Wow. Now, those of you who may not know what BET is, that's Black Entertainment Television. So,
yes, ma'am.
And this was
Black Entertainment Television.
Yes, absolutely. And this was a Nissan was affiliated with this commercial too, right?
Yes. So, Nissan has been doing a giant campaign, and they've been consistent with it in, you know, investing in the Black culture and Black academia. So this is furthering their campaign, and to collaborate with BET is like something you never heard of. You never heard of like two big entities collaborating for something so unique and powerful. A big shout out to Nissan and big shout out to BET for putting that together for us. And it was just an amazing experience. And they gave us all, like all the mentees, they gave us all, a moment to shine and a moment to really show our growth and really show our talents.
Right, absolutely. And we were watching. Thank you for heads up. We were definitely watching those commercials, trying to catch them, calling around town. Did you get that? If you get it, tape it for me, right? Yeah, that's great.
What's crazy is I didn't even get to catch it myself. Like, I caught everybody else's commercial, but I didn't catch it myself. But I mean, I won it, so I mean, it's, yeah, I have that to lean on, so I'm still happy about that.
And I have to put this plug in, LaJuan. I've seen you act. I thought you were an excellent actor. I still can remember that, you know, that suit you had on and the chain watch and all that, and your derby on. I'm telling you, people just really don't understand how gifted and talented you really are. I've heard you sing in competition, and we were all out there rooting for you. What's that, BWs, right? BW3s and the
yeah,
wings.
BW3s.
Yeah,
yeah,
absolutely.
Competition in high school where they just wanted to showcase, you know, the talent in Marion County. I was only a Black person on there too, so I got to represent for the culture.
Mm-hmm.
It really turned out, you know, nice, and really set the stage for my future in performing and, you know, living to my calling.
Absolutely. So who would have thought, right?
I know. I would have never thought, it would take this long, but for it to be perfect timing and taking this long, it's just, I'm so happy to have had this journey so far.
Oh, yeah. You know, when you turn to God, He turns to you. He opens up doors no man can close, and He can close doors no man can open, you know. So, you're right. It was perfect timing. I'm sure you were overwhelmed with all the goodness that He just poured out to you, and that's because you poured into Him.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. I'm still seeing that. I'm still growing on top of that. It's like I'm not satisfied with, the relationship that we have established, but, you know, there is more depth and more depth and more depth in loving Christ and for Him to, you know, move inside of your life and to really make things happen and to show us our true calling.
It's a process.
Yes, ma'am.
It's a process.
It definitely is.
And see, that's the thing. People think all this stuff happens overnight, but it's a process, you know. It really is. But when he starts, you know, you can't stop him. And I just give him praise and glory and thank him for putting me where I am, that I can interview my nephew. Boy, that is big to me today, okay? It just really is. Now, you also want to talk about Blaze Made Us Do It. Is that the new production you have out now?
Yes, yes. So this is God's work, you know, one more time. Like, during the BET experience, like, the first person I met was they brought in this lyricist who they basically reached out to 2 days before it happened.
Mm-hmm.
So he went out on a whim and on faith, you know, and in God, and came to, you know, BET. He wasn't expecting anything. He didn't know what was going to come his way. But he's a Christian artist. At that time, I didn't know he was a Christian artist. He was just a rapper in my eyes. Goes by the name of Neville Heiss. So shout out to Neville Heiss. And we were just, you know, just talking about life. I'm really an outgoing person. He was just chopping it up. And, you know, he had the task of rapping on the spot or writing on the spot to all three of our tracks. So I knew that he was going to rap on mine and be a little bit apprehensive, because I guess my style is pretty unique, so it may cause a hurdle or some type of obstacle for somebody who's not used to rapping on those type of instrumentals.
Mm-hmm.
So I just was like, you know, just have fun with it, man. That's all I ask, is, you know, to just embrace the beat and have fun with it. But as we were sitting inside the studio, Jess Blaze and I and the engineer, he went on ahead and said, go ahead and record. But when he laid that verse down on my instrumental, like, the whole entire studio, the Nissan representatives, as well as the BET representatives, and myself went bananas, because it was just like butter. It was like it was made for my track.
Wow.
So, and then, like, Jess Blaze told him to come into the studio. And then he was just like, I want to preface this by just saying, you guys need to make an EP together. And, like, in that moment, like, he didn't expect to say that, or I wasn't even expecting him to say that. But it turned out that it was an assignment. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it was God's assignment. Like, he didn't know at that time. But just the way everything came together, it was pure, like, serendipity.
Wow.
And he just reiterated, like, I really don't have any questions, any concerns. I don't have any, you know, suggestions for the beat. It was just, I want to hear it again. And he just played it, like, three more times. And we were just, like, in awe, because this is, like, a legend here, like, somebody I actually look up to. And I'm just sitting there, like, okay, I'm going to get all the suggestions, all the criticisms, so I can, you know, be great. But it was, like, that moment where I was already great, I was already equipped for this kind of platform, which was like a surreal feeling. But basically, he just reiterated, you know, you guys need to make an EP. So we took that serious. I mean, that's somebody that's legendary, that's a pioneer, giving us an assignment. And he said he wants to hear something in 6 months. So as soon as we get back, I go back to Virginia. He goes back to Atlanta. He gets here. I was like, "Hey, we need to do this EP." And the way it came together was just so smooth. It was just like what we experienced in the studio. Like, there was just so much effortlessness. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
It's just, it was almost. And he says it in one of his verses. He was like, "It doesn't feel like work. It's all purpose." Like, then we got to know each other. I found out he was a Christian. And a Christian rapper. He really turned his, you know, life around and wanted to serve God with his gifts. And his gifts is the man can freestyle. Like, you hear people freestyle every day, but the way this man freestyles, and he doesn't use curse words, he doesn't talk about killing anybody, he just gives God the glory, he takes what God has shown him or, you know, has taught him throughout his life and implements that with his gifts. I've never seen or heard of somebody to do that in such a effortless, you know, way.
Wow.
So with you know, my instrumentals and whatnot, it kind of stretched his artistry. And there was multiple times where he wanted to hide or run away from my beats and whatnot. But I told him, like, you know, just have fun, man. I have a feeling, like, these are the tracks, man. So essentially he would, you know, sit on it for a couple days and whatnot, and then it would just hit him. Like, boom, it would just hit him, and then he would just write the whole thing. So long story short, we turned that 6 months into 6 weeks, and we came out with an EP entitled it Blaze Made Us Do It.
Oh, my. Only God, right? But God.
Only God. Just, you know, just how everything is like a domino effect. And, you know, he had the whole plan. Like, Just Blaze didn't have to say, you guys need to make an EP, but just, you know, just those five words or whatever, that it just snowballed into something that was more, it was, like, bigger than us.
Wow.
So being a part of something like that was amazing, like just as amazing as this BET experience.
Right, absolutely. I'm so proud of you. We all are. Just
thank you, Alfie.
Just so excited. Now, how did you come up with your name, V King Fresh?
Well, it's kind of a long story, but I'll try to make it as short as possible. But I had the pleasure of being a stagehand to Bill Sims Jr.,
who's
also Marion native, and rest in peace, Bill.
Right.
You know, one of our elders in our family passed away a couple years back, but he brought me into New York, and I was just, you know, carrying his amp, all of his guitars and whatnot. So he had this gig late at night, and I had already, you know, helped him set up his set and stuff. So I was hungry, so I wanted to go get a slice of pizza. So I walked out and got me some pizza. And as soon as I came in, there were these women sitting in the back, and they called me over and was just basically asking me where I got the pizza from and stuff. And they started, you know, to get to know me and ask me questions and whatnot, because I did look, you know, young. I'm 31, going on 32 right now, but I still look about 15, every bit of 15. But that's all right, because black don't crack.
I know, that's right.
So they were just asking me what I was doing there, what I wanted to do in my life, and then I ended up singing for them and whatnot. And it was just like, oh, you're so cute. You're like a little Fresh Prince. And then it was kind of like, I'm a nonconformist, so I was like, okay, that's dope. But what if I could just switch it around to King Fresh rather than, like, Fresh Prince?
Right, right.
Because my name, Olajuwon, means God-given wealth and power, which is essentially, you know, a prince. But I felt like, you know, I'm a king. So that's how the name came about. But it turns out that those women, one of them were Quincy Jones's niece. And then the other was Jimi Hendrix's sister.
Oh, my.
All right. Wow. So I was just like, okay, that's the point where I need to make the name, right there.
Wow.
So that's how came up with the name King Fresh.
That's powerful. And just to, and also to be mentored by Bill Sims, who was world known, you know, and that's all big,
yeah,
too. He's in he's down as history in our Ohio Marion Historical Society. So I'm sure you'll be there too. I'm doing some displays there myself for our family. So,
yeah.
You'll be able to take a part of that too when you come home. But I'm so happy for you and your Alexis on your new one coming in and your engagement. And God is doing some great things for our family. You know, you have to give him glory in all of this, because he's just amazing. He does things that no one else can do. So what are your future aspirations, since you got this first project down so quickly? You and Blaze, my gosh, you turned 6 months into 6 weeks or 6 days. Wow. So what's for the future?
Like, and it's funny, because I just got off the phone with Nabelle, and we were just talking about, you know, our devotionals and God's plan and whatnot. And he was just sharing with me his testimony and figuring out how God wanted him to use his gift. And, you know, that's something that I really need to concentrate on and ask, you know, the Lord to really show me how he wants me to use my gift to give him honor.
Right.
So that's what I really want to concentrate on while in the midst of, you know, being proactive and keep making beats and whatnot. And I want to, you know, I want to release a project of my own, because I'm a romantic at heart. So I of course, I want to make some love songs, because I do really feel like that's what's missing in society right now. Some really, like, almost like old-fashioned aesthetic love songs, but with a newer sound. Kind of almost what Silk Sonic is doing right now. I know they're secular, but they do have a kind of like a pure feeling about their music. But that's kind of like what I want to emulate, mm-hmm. While, you know, feeling out what God wants me to do with this gift of mine. And I don't want to rush anything either, because once again, I don't want to put a time limit. Like, I'm really on God's time, and I just want to be aware of what he's doing in my life, as well as get ready for this new blessing that he has given me, and to be able to be there for my family and really lead my family by, you know, exuding Christian manhood.
Absolutely. It's the only way to do it. The only way to do it. I would like for you, in your own words, to inspire other young men and women who may feel like their dream is too late or it's just not going to happen for them. What would you say to them?
I would say keep at it. You know, no matter what you do, don't be discouraged about what he did or what she did, because, you know, your path is your path. It is meant for you every day, every breath, whatever you cook in the morning, you're meant to cook that bad boy. I mean, it's just your path is your path, and it's up to you to walk it. And also, you know, get closer to God, because I know how, you know, how general or how vague it may sound to just walk your path, but, you know, God will show you the path that is meant for you. So just really tap into that. And I know, you know, you have passions, and I know you have aspirations, but life is also bigger than those aspirations. Life is also bigger than those passions. They're something I had to learn myself. Like, music is what I wanted to eat, breathe, sleep, and talk. But, you know, I want a family. I want to be able to, you know, give back the wisdom that, you know, was given to me, or that I experienced, or what I learned onto the world. Like, you know, being a good person will take you farther than being a good musician or being a good producer or anything like that. Setting that foundation will essentially, you know, change your trajectory of where you want to go. And God will make sure that he fills your life plentiful if you do walk that, you know, walk that noble path. So just keep at it, you know, stay positive. And walk your path with your chin high and chest out.
Absolutely. That's good advice. Don't give up. It's not over.
No, don't give up. I've been doing this for, 12 years now, and I feel like I'm just getting started.
Absolutely. Okay. Tara Dyer has texted me. She wants to know if you can talk about the collaboration with Black Heritage Council and when that is.
Oh, yes. We got a big, big event coming up, and I'm so glad that they reached out to me with regards to it. But we want to really do some sort of, like, Black Expo. We want to bring back that Black togetherness, like we did back in the day, like when I was a kid. Like, Tara Dyer and Martis, they babysat us. So we had that social interaction. We had such a prominent community in Marion, to where we would, you know, become familiar with each other as well as grow as a Black community. So they really want me to come back and, you know, speak to the different the groups. They want to go in the church. They want to have a big service. They want to possibly have a block party just to celebrate, you know, just the Black greatness in Marion. And I really want to just push the agenda that you know, Marion is enough for the youth in it. Mm-hmm. You know, growing up, for lack of better words, I used to despise being in Marion because it was small. You know, that we had one mall that was just a hallway and whatnot. But it took me later on in life to realize that that was enough for mm-hmm. me to figure out what I need to do to be successful. So wow. we're looking at doing this Black Expo late May. I think it's a May 28th that we discussed. But I also want to do a scholarship. I'm still putting the pieces together right now, but I do want to do a scholarship because we do want to promote, Black excellence, Black academia, and hopefully, share my experiences with, my matriculation through HBCUs. And just, that kind of networking and where that's headed right now, because you have seen, just in politics, that, the government is sort of recognizing the HBCU experience mm-hmm. because it took me all the way to college for me to have my first Black teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So that in itself, it was just a powerful experience. So I really want to, share with the youth. I want to reach out to River Valley. I want to reach out to Pleasant because there's Black youth everywhere and, any socioeconomic background. So we want to try to, really guide them and really show that, we are here still in Marion to guide the youth and to really make sure that they're a power for, a good in the 21st century.
That's big. That's really big. And, that's so profound what you said. It was enough. Marion was enough.
It was.
Yeah, it seemed small. Nothing's here, really. And like you said, it was enough. And a lot of people don't feel that way. But, listening to you, it helps other young people and even older people to think differently, because we can always go visit somewhere else but still come back home and be satisfied, be content with what we have here. Or make other things happen, but that was profound. It was enough for you to figure out what you needed to do and what you wanted to do. Wow. So this has been one of your dreams, right? You've just been so talented, Elijah One. I can't,
I'm bashful, aren't you?
Where you got that honest? Auntie Nita's not so bashful, but
Oh, no.
I am kind of, Your dad is, too. He's kind of reserved, too. But, wow, we're just so excited and really looking for great things from you. I hope to be a part of this Black Heritage thing that they're having. I'm sure I'll have you on the radio again. I'll be broadcasting. They've already asked me to, and I'm glad they reached out to you also, because that's big news for our town,
Yes, ma'am.
And yes, loved ma'am. Ones, and just people that know you and went to school with you, and giving out such great advice to these young people, no matter what age you are, we all have mm-hmm. dreams, and like you said, it's just not too late.
It's not. I'm still myself. I'm still the goofy Olajuwon. Everybody knows. And, just staying true to myself and to be able to bring everything back home and just pour it out. It's an honor. And it's also just an exciting, it's going to be an exciting milestone for me after everything that has went on these past few months.
I remember asking John, well, why don't Elijah want to play basketball? Because he's tall, 6'7"?
I'm 6'6".
6'6"? Wow, that's still tall. And it's like, he said, well, we had to pull him out because every time he'd play ball, he'd break a bone.
I sure did. I was fragile. It's crazy because I didn't start growing until like after high school. But it just wasn't in my path,
Right.
And I have people make fun of me and stuff like that, but you got to stay true to yourself at the end of the day. People will learn to respect you for it.
That's true. God had other plans for you.
Oh, yes.
Because everyone's
now, not a hoop now. I'm not no slouch.
So you can still do that too, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, good. That's good. Still Olajuwon, my nephew. Yep. Absolutely. I'm just overjoyed. I really am. The direction that God has taken you. I really am.
I'm really excited to see what's in store for me going forward, because I know he's not done. He's never done.
No, he's not.
Working on people, working on his servants.
So when is your bundle of joy due?
Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. Woo!
Yes, 2022. Baby Maxwell is coming straight to us.
All righty then. Well, nephew, we are out of time talking with Olajuwon Sims. Thank you so much for sharing just some of your bio with us. We really appreciate it, and we wish the world for you. And, you know, just stay in there with the Lord so he can continue to catapult you in the future. Tell Alexis hello, and I love you. Until next time, we talk.
You too. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad that this is my first interview with you. It's such like an intimate feeling right now, and I'm glad that even Marion can hear what's going on, because it's just amazing. It feels so genuine. I feel like I'm at home right now, sitting and talking to you. But
you're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP Marion, Ohio, the talking place. People like legendary comedian Shecky Green telling the funniest talk show story of all time.